So, is anybody here planning a vacation this year? Show of hands. Anybody? Anybody? Anyone? Anyone? A little vacation? It makes sense to plan because breaking away from our routine, from the rush of what we do every day, whether it is to accomplish something wonderful or just to survive, breaking away from that rush takes some planning and a lot of effort and usually a lot of our resources. But we look forward to it, don't we? Imagine maybe some wonderful things that we're going to come back with from this magical time, maybe even in the magical kingdom, depending on how young our children are, something that we're going to bring back that will have enriched us, something that renews us, gives us more energy than we had when we left. So what's your experience? How does that work? Does it work out real well? When you get out of the car or off of the plane at your destination, do you immediately relax? Here's my experience. When our daughter was young and Anna and I were both working hard in the store-up earthly treasures years, we might take off for a week's vacation, and it would be about the middle of the third day when I would start to relax a little bit and feel like I was finally there, wherever it was we were. And it would generally be about the evening of the fifth day that I would start to strategize about what it is I had to do when I got back. So I had about a day and a half out of a week of vacation. But we always return refreshed with more energy, right? Or did you ever come back from a vacation saying, I need 2 weeks off to recover from my vacation? Anybody said that? Show of hands. So, are you all excited about the beginning of Lent? What does that have to do with vacations? I want to suggest to you tonight that we are about to embark on what can be, perhaps, a truly rich and wonderful vacation from all of that craziness in which we live and in which we participate to some degree or another. And today's scripture, even though we're not in Lent yet, today's scriptures give us some beautiful thoughts about what I would call the first stage of making Lent truly a refreshing vacation from the grind. Getting that first 3.5 days of the week out of the way so we can actually be present to Lent when Lent begins. So that we can celebrate the risen Christ at Easter, having genuinely prepared to do so. Now, at our weekend masses, Jana always does a beautiful job of finding a song, a responsorial song that is contemporary, that reflects the readings. And today, in the responsorial psalm that is the other option, which is from the scriptures for this mass, we have the first clue to go along with the other clues in Scripture about what that first stage of Lent, preparing for Lent, can be. It's from the 62nd Psalm. Everybody remember responsorial prayer? I'll read the verse that you're going to say back to me when I raise my hand like this. It means you say that back to me. Okay? Got that? If I hit myself in the forehead, it just means a fly has landed on me. Don't say anything. But like this, say the verse, and here it is. Rest in God alone, my soul.
Rest in God alone, my soul.
Nice. Only in God is my soul at rest. From God comes my salvation. God only is my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I shall not be disturbed at all. Rest in God alone, my soul. Only in God be at rest, my soul, for from God comes my hope. God only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. With God is my safety. God is the rock of my strength, my refuge. Trust in God at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before God. That's the first step. Relax. We are conditioned to race around. And when we intentionally stop, even if we're paying a few $100 a day for the privilege at some resort or some hotel or motel or some beach house, we just can't stop for a while. We have to be reminded to do that. That's the first step. Just relax. Know the truth of the fact that in God alone will we never be disappointed. In God alone will we always have what we need. Now, a Lenten journey, when it's fruitful, has a lot of separate steps, but you can't get to the second one until you take the first one. The words that Teresa read from the book of Isaiah, image God as mother. Mother God. A mother cannot forget the child she has carried. But even if that should happen, God is sort of the uber mother, the ultimate mother. God will not forget. Moms, you all know how you suffer for and with your children. You can't imagine not doing that for your children. But if you could, God could not. It's a lovely image. We rest at peace knowing that. And in the gospel story today, Jesus extends the thought of trust in God. He says, essentially, make your choice. Do you place God at the center of your life or do you place greed there? Mammon is a word that basically means the love of money. In much of the Christian tradition, it has been personified just as the devil or Satan, the accuser, Satan, have been personified with images. So too has Mammon. There are some lovely, sculptures and paintings of this god of greed, this deity that we often choose instead of God. Jesus is not preaching a gospel of prosperity, however, here, when he says, don't worry, God will give you what you need. He's not saying, don't worry, send $1,000 to this televangelist or that, and a new BMW will magically appear in your driveway. That's not what he's saying. He's preaching, if you will, what I would call a gospel of sufficiency, rather than what has come to be called a gospel of prosperity. Seek God's kingdom. That doesn't mean just thinking about what God might want of us in terms of praise and worship. God needs none of that. What Jesus is saying, I think, in one way, is look first to the kingdom of God. Here he is telling us, I believe, go find it and do it. Don't think about it. Don't imagine it. Enter into it, and what you need will be given you. Here's my experience. When I respond to the grace to actually do something, to act as an instrument of divine mercy in the world, in a small way or a large way, it is on those occasions when I find that what I have sought, the kingdom of God, is opened to me. Not because I have simply sat back and imagined what it would be like, but when I have the grace to take a step forward. I was at a meeting at the cathedral earlier this week, and a man with a very toxic, swollen arm reached out to me as I was walking toward the cathedral, asking for some help. And it struck me as I was responding in the best way I could, with some help, that this was not someone asking me for help, but someone extending a hand to pull me through a doorway into the kingdom of God right here, right now, by building a reasonable, respectful, loving relationship with someone I had never met before. It was a little thing, but it was a glimpse. The door opens when we respond to the cry of anyone who seeks from their suffering something that we have to give. My experience is that if I do that intentionally and often enough, what I need comes to me. It comes to me from my own ability to do some work, because Jesus is not saying, quit your job. Okay, he said that to Peter and a few others, but he didn't say it to me. He didn't say, quit your job and your house will be paid for. God gave me the ability to do some work. It comes to me from my ability to do things. It comes to me from others. It has come to me often from many of you, for which I am grateful. The simple thought that I want to ask of you today is, as you would plan for a vacation that leaves you broke and exhausted when you come back, plan for your Lenten journey, because it won't leave you either broke or exhausted. It will culminate in the greatest celebration that we have in our understanding of who we are in relation to God. The celebration of the resurrection of the risen Christ is it. If we're willing to do a little preparation and enter into the preparation, we'll know that. First thing we have to do is pay attention to today's scriptures. Relax. Know that there is one place where safety and sufficiency is unfailing, and that is within the embrace of the God who invites us to share in this meal tonight. So do some planning so that when you get to Wednesday, you'll be there. I hope to see you then.